I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. It is a very lovely day outside. I am only recording this podcast because I have to do a phone interview in 20 minutes, and so I'm trying to crank it out in a definite effort into trying to get outside and go for a walk in the sunshine. I got to do it yesterday, it was fantastic. And I want to do it again because I'm tired of being in the house. I am tired of being in the basement, despite the fact that this might actually be the first time I've been in the basement for a prolonged period of time and still able to move my hands because I haven't cramped up. So we're going to scream through this. There are some fantastic songs. It is poppy. It is diverse. It is interesting. It is starting out with They Might Be Giants from their self-titled album. This was She Was a Hotel Detective.
One, two, three, four! All right!
A little hotel detective, and she's a hotel. Hotel detective, my little hotel detective. Come on, hotel detective, why don't you check her out?
Thank you.
From their debut full-length, Too Much Pressure, that was The Selector with Missing Words. I got that for $10. It is, like, mint. It is amazing. I picked it up at this record store in New York. It's on East 5th Street off of Bowery in New York. It's called Good Records. It is very tiny. It is very specific, but everything they have is absolutely fantastic. There are a lot of great record stores in New York. This one is kind of a little difficult to find, but once you get to it, it's fantastic. I mean, it's like basically right there in the Bowery, so it's sort of in the NoHo area, and I highly recommend checking it out. Good Records. They have a website. It is Good Records NYC, and if you're in New York, I definitely suggest checking them out. I mean, great prices, a very specific selection, but a very good one if it's what you want. Before that, from their self-titled album, Ski Lodge, Just to Be Like You, they're coming to Kansas City in April to play the Middle of the Map Fest. I'm very happy to get to see them. I saw them at CMJ like two or three times, and they're always fantastic. Yes, they do sound an awful lot like the Smiths. They sound like a lot of bands, but they do it very, very well. Talking Heads did Girlfriend Is Better from Speaking in Tongues. Fantastic, the album version. I'm usually used to listening to the version that is on Stop Making Sense, but I figured, shit, I've got that, let's play that. We focus a little bit too much on Stop Making Sense here at the podcast. And we started everything off with They Might Be Giants doing She Was a Hotel Detective from their self-titled album. There is a very fantastic video for that. It's very weird. Go YouTube it. Highly recommend it. We're going to get back into the music from their album Hexbreaker on IRS Records. This is the Fleshtones with Right Side of a Good Thing. Yeah.
mercy. We'll be right back. found out. Be sleeping in the car. And who will come ahead now? I guess I'll grow it out. Where will I get my clothes? Who will cry when I'm 6 feet cold? Hold her in my heart till I can hold her in my arms. Oh yeah. Hold her in my heart till I can hold her in my arms. Oh yeah. Hold her in my heart till I can hold her in my arms. Oh yeah. Hold her in my heart till I can hold her in my arms. Oh yeah. Expeditions to the south of France. Three time losers, time
That was 4 out of 5 Doctors from their debut album, 4 out of 5 Doctors, with Waiting for a Change. That band, very weird. They put out 2 albums. There's that self-titled debut, and there's a second one entitled Second Opinion. I had no idea about this band until I watched The House on Sorority Row, and they are in it as the house band playing 2 or 3 songs. They're very great power pop. One of those bands that just put out a couple of albums and then just kind of nothing happened. And then you find them and you're like, these guys are great. Highly recommend it. Before that, The Sights did I Wanna Fuck Your Sister. That is a demo version from the 12 in the Bar LP on Fountain Records. It's a sort of a collection of just random tracks from that band. Excellent stuff. Very excellent stuff. Fountain Records is rapidly becoming like this sort of great garage pop label. I'm continually impressed by everything I listen to. Before that, Dwight Twilley Band doing Looking for the Magic off Twilley Don't Mind. You may recognize that song as being prominently featured in the recent film You're Next. It's that song that just keeps playing on a loop. Dwight Twilley Band was a band that was introduced to me by my friend Greg Stitt, and I'm glad I took him up on that. I picked that record up for $1. It's been fantastic. And then that song has really come back into prominence now that You're Next is out on DVD especially. I recommend Twilley Don't Mind, and I definitely recommend You're Next if you want a great, like, funny, sort of weird, definitely nerve-wracking home invasion flick. And we started everything off with the Fleshtones doing Right Side of a Good Thing from their IRS Records album Hexbreaker. We're going to get a little more punk rocky, but definitely sticking in the pop realm. A lot of these tracks in the next set provided by a friend, and we'll talk about that after this. And we're going to start it off with Boris the Sprinkler from Saucer to Saturn. This is Do You Want a Grilled Cheese?
on Drew, but Fuck a Tina gonna pay the rent. And I shortchanged a guy with a whopper. He complained, I told him to get bent. But you know there will come a day, I'm gonna make those fuckers pay. Bloodbath at Burger King. Bloodbath at Burger King. Register, the grilling on the floor, blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door, blood on the register, the grilling on the floor, blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door, blood on the register, the grilling on the floor, blood on the fryer and the walk-in cooler door.
Believe I've never played that song on the podcast. Swear to God, thought I had a billion times. Evidently, I hadn't. That was Teenage Bottle Rocket with Bloodbath at Burger King from their album Total. Yeah, I have no idea how that hasn't made it on the podcast yet. But now it has, and I'm very happy, and you should be happy because it's a great song. Before that, Adrenaline OD did $20 Bill from Ishtar. The Bouncing Souls did The Day I Turned My Back on You from Anchors Away. I wasn't a huge fan of that record when it first came out, but it has steadily, steadily grown on me. Still not my favorite, obviously. My favorite is still just that self-titled album on Epitaph. Very closely tied with Maniacal Laughter. But being as how like the first one I listened to like lots and lots was that self-titled. Which, by the way, Epitaph just reissued that on vinyl, as well as Rancid's self-titled first record. And I think some NoFX stuff as well. Yeah, definitely worth checking out. I'm very glad that Epitaph is reissuing those things. They're still like $20, which is kind of ridiculous for a single LP, but mainly because I just picked up Death Waltz's repress of the Assault on Precinct 13 soundtrack, and it was $24, and it's like heavy duty vinyl and comes in like with all this crazy extra shit and like a poster and like a book and all that. It's ridiculous. And $4, you get like a cheap, whatever. If you want it, grab it. And we started everything off with Boris the Sprinkler doing Do You Want a Grilled Cheese from Saucer to Saturn. The Boris the Sprinkler and the Adrenaline OD were stuff that I hadn't had for really ever. And my friend Christy hooked me up with that, as well as a lot of other stuff, sort of over a winter break period at work. She let me borrow her portable USB hard drive. So there's all kinds of crazy shit that I've got, some of which will probably find its way onto the podcast. She has a show on Grip of Delusion Radio that I recommend checking out. It's called The Forest Floor. So you can go to Grip of Delusion Radio's website and listen to that. We've got one more set of music. It is faster. It is louder. It is starting out with the UK subs from their album Endangered Species. This is Living Dead.
Just still, when you take away one, no soul. Oh,
like to thank whomever shipped that and totally jacked it up, because that got me that record for free. That was from their album Songs for Singles, actually kind of more of an EP, but on Hydrahead Records. That was Torch Without Again. I occasionally get free records at work. It's kind of awesome. They're kind of beat up, but they play, and I'm very happy. Before that, the Bubble Boys did a cover of the Mortal Micronauts' Procrastination. That is from the Mortal Micronauts tribute album. The Mortal Micronauts, or the Micronauts, a band from here in Lawrence, Kansas, during the 80s, perhaps the first sort of punk rock group in Lawrence to gain any sort of notable acclaim. One of those bands like The Embarrassment or Get Smart from Kansas that you should really know if you want to know your Midwest independent scene, like what laid the groundwork for the bands that came later. Before that, Joint D from their most recent album on Sorry State Records. That track is entitled Never Elaborate, and that album is called Satan Is Real Again, and it goes on from there. You can find that review of that from a month or so ago on Rockstar Journalist. And we started everything off with UK Subs doing Living Dead from the Endangered Species record. That is on purple vinyl, and it's gorgeous. And there we have it. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another podcast. I'm definitely, despite work and writing and all of the crazy family stuff that goes on, I'm definitely very happy that this podcast is coming out regularly. I'm glad that I can play music for you all and hopefully turn you on to some new stuff. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. It's every 2 weeks at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about physical, tangible things in this age of digital ephemera. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and everything to send me stuff for review. Until next time, thanks for listening.